Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we begin, and we got a really, really busy show, I got to just talk about something personal. And whenever I bring up personal stuff, you guys all groan. And I, you know what? I need some help. Okay? The doctor is asking for help. If I need some support, if I need some advice, I should be able to ask for it too. Okay? So listen up. This is what happened this weekend. So our very, very, very good friends, their son is marrying an amazing woman, and Nathaniel is marrying Emma, and I am so excited for those two. I love them. And as a pre-wedding ritual, there was a henna party. And a henna party is really, really cool. It's where there's this herb, the special herb, that kind of makes like a little tattoo. And we use henna in a variety of things, you know, for dyes and you know, for prosperity and good life. And but it's the party, and I hope I'm getting this right. You do a couple weeks before the wedding to encourage that the wedding be fruitful and you know, fertile and longevity and love and all that. So it's for best wishes. And so, you know, you put some henna on and, you know, you dance around and you know, honor the soon-to-be bride and groom, and it's good. Well, we were at this place called Marrakesh, which is a Moroccan restaurant, and they had belly dancers. Now, my father, remember, you know, my mom was from Cleveland, but my father, with his Mediterranean and Israeli roots, he loves belly dancing. He always loved belly dancing. And that was, it was interesting, because when I was little, you know, I was like, you know, Daddy, you know, do you ever go to the, you know, the nudie clubs? You know, because we lived in Las Vegas. Oh, no, but I like a good belly dancer. I really like a belly dancer. Belly dancers, very, very sexy. And so there were belly dancers. And the belly dancers will ask you to come up. Okay, well, I knew how to belly dance. I don't know if it's innate or whatever, but when I was younger, I could do it. When I had a flat stomach, when I had a six-pack, it looked really good. And I could belly dance and all that. Well, you guys all know what I've gone through medically. I've had one hernia, then another hernia, then another hernia, umbilical. So now my stomach is like no muscle. Well, in order to belly dance and do those, you know, those gyrations, you got to have some really strong abs. My abs are shot. My abs are completely... I mean, I got a mesh in there. And, you know, so here I am, and I'm middle-aged, and I'm thinking, okay, you know what? You know, hubby's there. You know, there's belly dancers. Everybody's kind of tipping each other. I'm like, I can make some money. You know, I know how to belly dance. This is my jam, right? This is my groove. Let me show how it's done, and I couldn't do it. And on top of that, it wasn't so much even the stomach and all that. I was worried that my SI joint was going to go out. Okay, you know, your SI joint, that's kind of like, you know, above the buttock area, kind of connecting the pelvic girdle and the back. And, you know, so I felt a click and a pop. And remember I told you guys I couldn't get off the toilet seat and I needed help to get off the toilet seat? That was because the SI joint went out. So I didn't want my SI joint going out. So I'm like, okay, if I can't compensate with the hips to belly dance, now what do I do? So then I'm like, well, I could jump around. You know, sometimes you could just kind of, you know, jump around. Can't do that because you can lose your urine. After having a couple kids, if I do too much jumping, I lose the urine. So then I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. So I finally find a way where I feel like I can dance, okay, without losing my urine, without popping a hip out of place or an SI joint out of place or subluxating my L-spine, without, you know, hurting or re-deattaching my abdominal mesh from my surgery. And then I had another problem. The problem with belly dancing is you can't have large breasts. You need to have the your whole center of gravity is off. So I almost topple over. And so I decide, you know what, to heck with this, forget it, I'm just going to sit. And now I'm going to be one of the older people that just kind of, you know, sit there and clap, even though all the older people were out there dancing. But you know how you go to these parties and all the young people are out there dancing, all the older people are sitting? I am about to be one of the older people that sit. And when the belly dancer came up to me, I was like, no, you know, I had a hysterectomy. I've been telling her my medical issues, so I didn't have to get up there and dance. And damn it, no. No, I should be able to belly dance. I should be able to groove, do whatever the hell I want to do. I don't know. I don't know the new terms now for dancing, but I should be able to shake it and twerk or do whatever the heck the young people do, but I don't. And it's because of all these medical issues. So my vow is I'm gonna get that SI joint, I don't know, maybe rotted into place or something. I'm gonna figure out how to wear some, I don't know, a pessary or Depends or something, so I could jump around and not have to pee. And I want to do something about the boobies, because honestly, the boobies really prevent me from dancing, and that's frustrating. But I'm not going through a midlife crisis. I told you guys that. I'm not gonna go through a midlife crisis. I love my age. I love my wisdom. You know, in my line of work, I couldn't be just right out of school. I need to, you know, teach you guys what I've learned over the decades. But I am just not ready to give up on things, because the day you give up on getting out there and dancing, the day you give up on celebrating and going, you know what, I'm just going to sit this one out, you start to sit a bunch of stuff out. And I know if my husband was listening to this, he's like, you know, girl, no one wants to see you belly dance. Just belly dance at home. But come on. And dancing's healthy. Dancing is so healthy. For those of you that don't like to work out, I tell you guys, put on some music. I don't care if it's heavy metal. I don't care if it's pop. I don't care if it's the blues. I don't care. Dance. And nobody has to be watching. The windows could be closed. You could be dancing. I don't care what you're wearing. But it's good exercise. It's fun. It's healthy. It's rejuvenating. It lowers your blood pressure. It gets your heart rate up. But I don't want to be the one to say, no, I'm going to sit this one out. You know, it's frustrating because your body changes. You get older. And when you get older, there's less you can do. And people say, well, those that are trying to be out there are trying to be young. I don't think like that. When I was younger and I saw an older person out there on the dance floor tearing it up, I thought he was cool. I thought he was really cool. And I was like, okay, you know, I want to do that when I'm 50, 60, 70. And I want to be like that. And, you know, God willing, when my kids get married, I want to embarrass the hell out of them belly dancing. I will need a breast reduction before that, though. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the nation's report card came out on how well our students have been doing in school, and the result, we are failing our students. Students are having some abysmal test scores, and we as parents, educators, society, public leaders, we're screwing up. Many blame COVID. I think it's COVID and some. So we're going to talk about this. So the nation's report card has shown that we have had huge setbacks for American children. It erased decades of academic progress, has widened racial disparities, according to these results of this national test. Reading scores dropped to 1992 levels. Across the country, math scores saw their largest decreases ever. Nearly 4 in 10 eighth graders failed to grasp basic math concepts. Not a single state saw a notable improvement in their average test scores, with some simply treading water at best. These are the findings from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. So just to kind of take a look at some of the numbers here, let me see. They say the average math score of 236 for the fourth grade was 5 points lower than in 2019, 8 points lower than the 2019 mark of 274 for eighth grade. They gave a bunch of numbers. The reading score was 217, down 3 points this year. And mind you, it is still dropping. This isn't just 2020. They say fourth graders' results of their math and reading scores fell between 2020 and 2022 by a level not seen in decades. So not only did the lockdown hurt, but post-lockdown, we're having learning issues. Now, there's a lot of numbers here, but I might do an article on it. The math exams looked at the performance of 116,000 fourth graders in 5,700 schools, 111,000 eighth graders in 5,200 schools. The reading tests were given to 108,000 fourth graders in 5,700 schools, 111,000 eighth graders in 5,200 schools. So they say the declines are only partially attributed to the dynamics of schooling during the pandemic. But they can't necessarily look at which school did better based on how long it was closed. But I don't want us to just concentrate on COVID. I think that's a given. I think we all know COVID screwed a lot of things up. We kept kids out of school. They didn't. They once they went online, and you know, I saw how my kids did homework. I mean, one didn't even wear pants. I mean, you know, he's wearing his boxer briefs. The cat was there. He was doing gym. He had gym class. And so what they did was yoga, and he had to have the camera on him. He wore pants then, and the cat was there. And it was, I mean, that's not the same experience as being in the classroom and playing, you know, flag football or volleyball or running track. It's not the same. Across all classes, I was astonished by the lack of education. Even though the teachers did a fantastic job, the schools busted their butts. I'm like, okay, no, that schools, my kids even were concerned. They were like, look, I'm not learning that well online, Mom. This is difficult. I'm like, I get it. So that's part of it. But the other part is kids are back at school. Why aren't we seeing the studies saying from 2021 to 2022, we saw improvement? Why not? What's happening at the schools? Well, one is we still have a lot of kids out. There's a lot of, you know, back and forth. Now we have an attitude, which I understand, where if your kid gets sick, you know, keep them out. If it's COVID or not, we don't know if the at-home test is right or wrong. Keep the kid out. So the parents are like, look, my kid's out. I'm working from home. It's easier. When parents are home, it's easier to have the kids home. But, I mean, you know, when your parents have to work, they're like, just, you know, throw some Visine in your eyes and get the hell back to school. Now it's like, okay, so the kids could be out of school. So I think kids have been out of school now more when they're sick than they used to. Number two is I don't think a lot of kids have a standard, consistent teacher. I think a lot of them have subs. The teachers have been getting sick, or they've been having to quarantine or isolate. Or there's a lot of teachers that have been retiring, that have been quitting. We've had a lot of teacher strikes. We've had a lot of teachers that were so despondent with how their school districts treated them, firing their coworkers, threatening them with vaccines, that maybe, you know, some of these teachers just aren't like, you know what, yeah, I got some PTO, I'm going to take it. I don't know. I don't know why we're hearing that there's so many subs being needed. We have a shortage of teachers. Why? That's a problem. And then, what is being concentrated on in school? what we're concentrating on and fighting over and discussing and we're going through leaps and bounds are things that even though it's all important, we just don't hear anything in the news going, guys, you know, we have to really work on our math. Let's get our math. No, it's, you know, we need to incorporate this. We need to change sex ed. We need to, and I'm wondering, and this has been my recommendation for schools, and I don't think anybody's going to listen, but first and foremost, and I know these are not going to be very popular, but as a mom and as a doctor, this is what I would recommend. One, get rid of the three and a half month summer break. And limit some of those weeks in the summer and give them to winter and expand winter break. We are going to have a slew of kids during cough, cold, flu, and RSV season. We're already seeing a bunch of kids out of school for RSV. One high school, I think, has 1,000 kids out. We, or I don't know if it was a middle school. I have to double check which one. But you know, we only have 2 weeks off for Christmas break. 2 weeks off for Christmas break, yet that's when many people are sick and they're trying to travel. So first and foremost, let's get rid of the three and a half month summer break, decrease that and make winter break longer during the cough, cold, flu season. Number two, stop this 8 hour a day school day. This 8 hour a day school day is ridiculous. Many math concepts can be taught in 30 minute increments. And do power learning with a break. Next class. Power learning with a break. A kid should not be in a classroom sitting around for 8 hours. PE should not be just 2 or 3 times a day. There could be activities that these kids do where they're reciting Shakespeare, they're discussing history, they're being quizzed on the you know, whether it's the times tables or it's the state capitals. You can do that while you're walking around the school. You can do that while you're walking around the gym. You can do that while you're taking a hike. Why are kids sitting in a classroom for 8 hours? That's wrong. And I don't think math has to be a whole 50-minute period. What we need to do is approach school. I went to 12 schools. So I got to see some of the things that were good and bad. What was good was I went to one school. It was Chaparral High in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. And what Chaparral High did with a couple other classes was, hey, guys, it's all about the SATs. So you're going to learn vocab, and you're going to get your vocab up for the SATs. Same thing with the math. This is the math that's on the SAT. You need to ace the SAT. So I got a 1450 on my SAT, and I credit not my studying, but that one school I went to that busted our butts to learn vocab. Now, I want everybody, I think it is important to learn Shakespeare. I think we read Beowulf a couple times. I mean, you do want to have those other, you know, you do need to. I think we should all learn a musical instrument. I think everybody should learn a musical instrument. I think we all should learn CPR. We should all learn how to protect ourselves, self-defense. I think there's a lot of things we need to be taught. Basic life support, basic medicine, you know, caregiving, how to take care of a baby. These are. I think there's real life things. How to balance a checkbook, how not to overspend, how to understand the stock market. When you walk into a gym, how not to hurt yourself. I think a lot of those things could be taught in school. But if we're failing with math and reading and history and art or whatever they're going to test us on, those have to be very compact. All right, guys, we're going to buckle down. Everybody ready? All right, here we go. And this is what you need to learn. Now let's repeat it. And, you know, I taught medical Spanish to some students. And I taught it differently than the way I learned Spanish in my class. The way I learned Spanish in my class, it was nice. You know, we listened to La Bamba, Parabola La Bamba. We said, you know, listen to that and all that. I was like, no, I'm going to teach you the words. You're going to repeat them. Now we're going to use them in a sentence again. And sometimes the old school teaching gets kids to learn. But we're going to have to do something different because we're failing our kids. And this isn't that hard. It's 2022. We should know how to be able to teach our kids. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Private companies are creating more new jobs than expected. ADP says 239,000 jobs were added in October, beating projections by more than 40,000. North Korea stated in September that they did not plan on supplying Russia with ammunition for the invasion of Ukraine. Speaking virtually to reporters on Wednesday, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. intelligence contradicts that claim.
You know, we're not talking dozens here. It's a significant number of artillery shells.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says all mail-in and absentee ballots that aren't dated shouldn't be counted by counties. In a ruling Tuesday, the state's high court said instead the undated ballots should be set aside and segregated from those with dates on them. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we were just talking about school and kids' test scores. Did you know that trees can improve kids' test scores? Trees have been found to reduce attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They also can reduce pollution. They can lower blood pressure. I'm a huge fan of trees, especially from a health benefit, from an education benefit, even economy standpoint. But I don't know enough about them. So joining us next is Dan Lamb, president and CEO of the Arbor Day Foundation, to talk to us about trees, hardiness zones, climate change, and what's going on with our trees. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, great to be with you. You're singing my song.
Man, I can't, these kids, they're in schools, and the it's all concrete, and when they stare outside, you know, I really think we need more trees. I love trees. Talk to us about what you do and what you're seeing.
Well, so at the Arbor Day Foundation, we are a 50-year-old nonprofit conservation organization. We've got about 1 million members around the country, and we have a very simple mission. We inspire people to plant, nurture, and celebrate trees. One of the best ways we do that is by helping people plant the right tree in the right place at the right time. And that's why we partnered with the Davy Tree Expert Company to create a brand new tool that helps people think about how climate change and a changing climate might impact the decisions they make on which trees to plant.
And it's interesting, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we had like 70 mile per hour winds the other day. And I'm walking around the neighborhood and we saw trees lifted and spewing on the street. And I'm thinking to myself, the agriculturalists, were they thinking that Vegas was windy when they decided which trees to plant? Because some trees could withstand the winds and withstand certain weather better than others.
Well, so that's exactly what we're talking about. There's a thing called this hardiness zone, and the United States Department of Agriculture has created this hardiness zone. And basically what that means is it helps, based on where you live, your climate, how hardy or how well plants and trees will do in that area. And so what we're doing through our new future hardiness zone map is we're looking at the trends and the temperature changes coming for the next 50 years, and we're helping people understand what kind of trees they plant today that will continue to thrive in this changing climate.
You know, my brother-in-law has a tree that's been around since the George Washington days, and it is amazing to see the longevity and the history, you know. And I told the kids to touch it, and I go, can you imagine, you know, George Washington's dog could have peed on this tree. I'm like, oh, let's touch it. You know, I mean, it's the history that these trees have. By the way, is that true, Dan, when you cut a tree and you see the rings, that every ring is a year? Is it true you can age a tree that way?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is true, and it's really interesting. You know, if that tree has been through a fire, sometimes those rings are scarred and just different shape. You know, sometimes they're in really wet years. They're big rings. So, yeah, it's one of the cool things about trees. Yep.
Wow. So hardiness zones. Describe what that is and how we can help those, how we can help promote those.
You bet. So hardiness zones are really... it's that information. It's a map that we have on our website at arborday.org/map. It's a future hardiness zone map. And what you can do is enter in your zip code, and it'll help guide you to tell you this is the hardiness. This is the hardiness for the what kind of trees, what kind of plants can thrive in your area. And mm-hmm. So we're getting this information out there to help people understand and make selections and choices that are going to be good for them, not just for today, but for the future as well.
You know, and I live in an area, I live in the Southwest, and I know water is an issue. California, Arizona, you know, you guys also provide information on water-friendly plants as well, true?
Correct. That's all part of this. So these hardiness zones, it isn't just about temperature. It's also about, you know, what kind of moisture these areas get. So how can you plant a tree that's more drought resistant or tolerant, and just giving information to tree planters, because again, if you're going to take the time and spend the money to plant trees, we want to make sure that those trees survive and thrive for decades to come.
Exactly. You know, there is an art to it. You know, I lived in Phoenix for a period of time, and we had monsoons, and lightning struck the tree. The tree slammed, hit our house. I was actually feeding my brother at the time because he was a little baby, and my parents were gone, and I was, and it crashed onto the roof, but it didn't crash through the roof. And I'm thinking to myself, whoever figured out that that tree needed to be there, hopefully, you know, had in mind that it wouldn't crash on the house, but it would also it's just amazing all the things you need to think about. You know, I go to these stores and I'm like, okay, that's a beautiful tree, that's a pretty tree, that tree grows fruit, let's go with it. And there's an art to it, you know?
There is this saying of, you know, you don't just plant trees, you plant the right tree in the right place at the right time. And that's what not just distance from homes or buildings or sidewalks, but also hardiness. You know, how will these trees survive and thrive in this changing climate that we have?
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dan Lamb, President and CEO of the Arbor Day Foundation. So, you know, the Southwest, and even though the show is national, what's been on a lot of people's minds in the South is our landscape is changing. Grass is getting ripped out, you know, for water conservation. Where do you see trees? I almost see a reluctance in people planting, and they're going more for desert landscaping. And even though there's beautiful desert trees, do you think we might be going the other way, where we're going to be underplanting trees and then have tree and forest shortages?
Well, it's a great question, and it is really something people do need to pay attention to, because the water scarcity is a real deal. However, there's also the reality that our temperatures are getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And extreme heat is the number one killer from severe weather. Mm-hmm. And extreme heat is taking a toll on people. It's taking a toll on communities. And in places like the Southwest, we need trees. We need shade more than ever to help cool our homes, mm-hmm. help cool our streets. And they've got to be the right trees in the right place. That we can't, you know, we can't have a faucet and hose going nonstop watering those trees, so they need to be drought tolerant. But they're just important. They're important to remove pollutants from the air, to sequester carbon, to shade and cool, and create healthier communities. Mm-hmm. And it's just an important part of the landscape in the Southwest, but everywhere.
It's so true. Also, people have the wrong trees that lead to their allergies, and there's other trees that they don't realize that you know, there's certain pollen, there's certain there's like fall. You know, Arbor Day is in the spring, but this is fall allergy season, and there's trees that are more hypoallergenic, and I don't have a list of them right now, but these are the types of things that I think people need to think about, and I'm very glad that you guys make people aware.
Yeah, for sure. It isn't just the temperatures and drought tolerance. There's all kinds of things you want to think about when you're planting a tree, whether it's even just you want to see some beautiful spring flowers out your window in the spring, or you are thinking about your health and how you're creating issues or not creating issues around your allergies. To the issues, do you want fruits and nuts? Do you want this to be a fruit or bearing tree? There's all kinds of things to think about, mm-hmm. and including, do you want to be how big leaves do you want to be raking up in the fall?
True.
The reality is, those trees bring so. You started off the segment with this. They bring so many benefits to us,
mm-hmm.
And trees are no longer seen as a nice to have. They're a must have.
They are. How can my listeners find out more information, Dan?
Well, people who want to learn more about the hardiness zone map can go to our website at arborday.org/map. That's arborday.org/map. To learn more about trees, learn more about their hardiness zone, and how they can be a part of the tree planting movement.
I love it. Dan Lamb, thank you so much. We can't wait to have you back. Thank you for all you do.
You bet. Great to be with you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOWN-SELLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the problem I have with a lot of headlines isn't that we're always talking about COVID or the election or politics or the economy. Is that there's other fish to fry that don't seem to get spoken much about. And didn't we get a couple pretty big bombshells about unidentified aerial phenomenon? And then all of a sudden, nobody's talking about it anymore. Well, I want to talk about it. I want to know what's going on out there. So joining us next is Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg, former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist, and Deborah LaPravotte, former FBI special agent and forensic scientist, to talk to us about what's been going on with our UAPs. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Wow, so good. I'm glad you guys are still on the case, because I've been a little nervous since the news broke. Explain, you know, we went from UFOs being, you know, somebody who might have smoked too much to, no, we've identified these, there's aerial phenomena out there. What are these unidentified aerial phenomena?
Well, that's an excellent question. And if we knew, they wouldn't be unidentified aerial phenomena.
Exactly. So,
you know, what I can tell you is that, like last year, 7,000 official sightings of UAPs were documented. In 2020, the U.S. government opened a UAP task force. So, you know, they're not investigating something that doesn't exist. I can tell you, G2P has collected a database that contains tens of thousands of photographs and video images of things that are just unidentified. We go through all of our data, we knock out those things that can be identified as a weather balloon or a drone or some type of military aircraft. But that's the tiny little minority. The majority of the data that we've collected are truly unidentified. And so what we did is we came together as a group of scientists, whether it's people with Jennifer's background, myself, or physicists and engineers and people with digital imagery analysis backgrounds. And we're like, how do we look at all of the data that's being collected from a scientific background and try to figure out what it is?
So true. And that's, and when I hear people say, oh, you know, these are just artifacts or they're reflected lights, and I'm like, you don't understand. You know, you have biophysicists, you have forensic scientists, you have engineers, like you said, data analysis, digital data analysis. These are, we have some of the top minds on this. And this isn't just, okay, well, it's, you know, an artifact. Deborah, you're a former FBI special agent. Have you seen anything like this? I mean, is this new, or is it just we've had these things and only now we've been able to talk about it in the media?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've captured some on photographic images that I've taken out in New Mexico, and it's not new, right? I mean, there's been documentation of UAPs since the, you know, early development of cameras. But I think now what you find is that everyone has a cell phone. Everyone has a camera in their hand that can take video and still imagery. So I think one of the reasons why the U.S. government had to come out with their UAP task force in 2020 was that there's too much evidence out there, too many people that are military pilots, commercial pilots, or just the average Joe on the street collecting these images, to ignore it any longer or to sweep it under the rug as, you know, somebody who's been smoking something wacky. And so now there's just so much data. As I said, our database contains tens of thousands of photographic images and video. So I just don't think people can ignore or write it off that it doesn't exist anymore.
Thank you. Thank you for that. New Mexico has been on the forefront of a lot of this research. What is it about the Southwest that is it we got a better look? You know, is it, you know, we have the better telescopes there? What is it about the Southwest that makes it more beneficial and more advantageous to be able to study these?
That's a very interesting question. And that's something that we immediately noticed, was that there was just such a mass of data that was coming out of these quote-unquote hotspot regions, northern New Mexico being one of them. And northern New Mexico just has an innate interest in unidentified and unexplained phenomena, you know, because we have such a long modern-day history of things happening here. But then also there's a prehistoric recordings of this in our petroglyphs. you know, that there are things that look like the stuff that we're seeing in the sky these days. And so really, it's just the frequency of things that happen here that we cannot explain and that are being observed and that are being captured on film. And we really thought, you know, where would be the best place to kind of start setting up this field as a bona fide scientific discipline using empirical approaches to study this. And I think just because of the frequency of everything that's happening in this region, this really was the perfect place for us to focus. Whether, you know, you are right, we do have very big open skies here, but there's just things happening on a daily basis in this region. I don't know if that means anything for interdimensional. Maybe this is, you know, a lot of different theories have come up from the different scientists that have collaborated with us, whether it's a portal, whether it's a dimensional thing, whether it's, there's just something about this region, and that's what everyone can agree on.
We're speaking to Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg, former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist, and Deborah LaPrevotte, former FBI special agent and forensic scientist. All right, so Genesis 2 Project, we're grateful for what you guys are doing. What's next?
Well, what's next is one of the things we did is we looked at other hotspots in the world, and some of the ones that we've identified off of the coast of California and Catalina and Brazil and in Peru. And we already had some empirical data from Peru, so our next focus will be taking the same approach that we've done in New Mexico for the last 5 years and now applying that to investigations in Peru.
So can I ask you guys, gut instinct? I mean, what do you really think it's people from or aliens from other planets, or do you think it's foreign? I know it's hard for you guys to say, but what's slowly becoming the consensus of what some of these things could be?
Well, I mean, I can just tell you from my perspective, right? I've gone through all of these photographs. I've captured some photographs, images on my own camera, and so you know, when I first started looking at it, I thought is there something interdimensional? Because, like, why are they here? They don't seem to interact with us at all. They don't seem to care that we're here at all. And, you know, are there tears in the fabric between our dimension and another dimension? I have no idea. What I do know is that there's hundreds of different shapes that we're recording and that they seem to defy physics as we know it, which would indicate they're not being man-made. And but I've also never seen, like, a cockpit or anything that would indicate that, you know, they're being flown by an entity. So, you know, are they drones? Are they some type of transport? Or, I mean, I don't know. JC?
Yeah, that's something that we've wondered about. We've found no evidence of any kind of manned craft. We don't know what it could be. Could it be something that is driven by artificial intelligence? They seem to all be unmanned. And then also just the way that they defy physics would defy our understanding of having something operating it from the inside, the way that we understand things. So, for example, you'll see things that are in a single physical plane that are changing size as they move, going from very, very large to very, very small. And then we're seeing things going.
Oh, how can my listeners find out more information? So sorry, we're on a hard break. How can they find out more information?
It would be at www.genesis2project.com.
Thank you guys so much. Can't wait to have you back. Good luck with all you do. All right,
guys.
Thank you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.